Today is a very wonderful and important day. It is the seventh day of the octave of Easter, the 8 days during which the Church celebrates the Feast of Easter. That and Pentecost are the greatest feasts of the liturgical calendar. And so we see that the Church gives us today the beautiful epistle of St. Peter when he tells us that we are to look at him as the cornerstone of the angle of the... And of course he was talking about an arch. And it is the top stone, which in English is called the cornerstone. Of course it's no corner, it's round. That is what holds the rest of the arch together. If you take away that stone, which is Christ, everything collapses. And so you see that we must look to him, who is our cornerstone. And we too are stones that make up and form his mystical body on earth. And it was his desire, his command, when he appeared to St. Faustina Kowalska in the late 1930s, that the first Sunday after Easter, which has many names, is usually sometimes Low Sunday, because it's a lot lower than Easter Sunday, in a sense, and then it's also called Dominica in Albis, Sunday in White, even though every day this week and most of the season of Easter is in white. And, of course, remind you that white can be replaced by either silver or gold in the liturgy. And so, now we can never replace purple with white or gold. Some have tried that, and it's very unfortunate. And anyway, it tells us about how he, St. Peter, and St. John, the beloved disciple, the youngest disciple, who was still a teenager, ran to the tomb after St. Mary Magdalene had told them, "He's gone, he's not there, we don't know where he is." And they ran, and St. John, being younger, arrived at the tomb first. And he looked in. He did not go in out of respect for St. Peter. And throughout all these readings, including the epistle, we see that our Lord had the highest regard for St. Peter. St. Peter, who had denied him 3 times. St. Peter, who had made up for his sin. And that shows us, and of course, it's also very appropriate for Divine Mercy Sunday, that if we sin, if we repent, if we confess our sins, we shall be forgiven. And so St. Peter repented and confessed, and he was elevated back to his gracious post as the head, as a rock upon which Christ built his mystical body on earth. So St. John knew this. Out of respect for that, he did not go in, and he looked in, and he saw the shroud, the cloths that involved his body, and the shroud of his face, the sudarium, as it is called, which is in a different place. The shroud is in Turin, the sudarium is in Spain. And so, and that has also, like Veronica's veil, the image of Christ. So today, we rejoice that Christ, our Lord, has risen and has gone before us to Galilee. In this sense, for us, Galilee stands for heaven. Let us do everything possible to go to heaven. Let us do everything possible. And I saw yesterday a beautiful prayer composed, I think, by St. Joseph Cafasso, the apostle, the priest of the gallows, who gave the last rites and confession to those who were about to be executed in Turin in the early 1800s. He composed a beautiful prayer that we can pray to. I put it on my Facebook. That we should pray to God that we spend no time or as little time as possible in the fires, the horrible, painful fires of purgatory. Let us pray that we will be with Jesus in Galilee. In nomine Patris, Filii, Espíritu Santo. Amén.